Welcome back to the new hype show. It's your boy Biz. I'm back. I'm black. I'm feeling great. Looking good. Sound good. Hear my voice? I look good. I feel good. Like Uncle Paul say, I'm God good. Yeah, welcome back to the new hype show. I appreciate y'all checking me out yet another week. Full of dopeness. You're dope. Look at yourself in the mirror right now. Look at yourself. You fly, right? Walk outside with that same attitude, with that same energy, and just share it to the world. You fly, I'm fly, they fly. Fuck all that negative shit. Fuck all those poor people over there. We rich over here. And when I say rich again, I don't mean material. Our souls are rich. Our energy is rich. But, you know, also material as well. Because, you know, I get that money. But what I'm trying to tell people, man, if you have a poor mentality, I can't stand next to you. I can sense energy a mile away. Stay the fuck from me with that broke shit. I tell people all the time, only broke people have time to hate. That's why I've always been rich. That's a bar for you rappers. Y'all want to take it. Been a wonderful week. The weather's beautiful. Shit. Yeah, it's been a wonderful week. I'm still in artist mode. Today, I want to talk about respect to the artist. I've been a record label owner for years. I've managed artists for years. So I know the grind as far as business and sitting long hours in the studio. But from a creative standpoint, respect the artist. Although I'm not a rapper, I'm still an artist in a way because, you know what? I'm a creator. I'm going to say that. I'm a creator. I don't want to disrespect any artists out there, but I'm a creator who can be an artist. But it's artists out here, when they get into artist mode, they focus, they playing beats, they're writing songs. I've seen the process many a times with many different rappers. I've been in studio sessions for hours. I'm talking about we broke day in that bitch. And to watch rappers come up with five songs, to watch them come up with one song is amazing. But to watch a rapper come up with five or six songs in a night, you're special. You're a special type of artist. And all of them be dope, you're special. Because I've been around artists as well who couldn't get one song out. And, you know, we've been in the studio for hours. So that's, you know. But again, salute to the artist. Because right now I'm in artist mode, but I'm also in management mode. I'm also in promotion and publicity mode. So I'm playing a lot of modes right now. I've never had a manager. I'm not out looking for one, but if one comes, you know, that's willing to match my grind and my hustle because I've been in the management on the other, you know, on the other end with the management. I know how to manage. But now I'm in artist mode and I'm doing 20 different things, so it's kind of difficult, but I think I'm to task because, you know, I come from that background. So it's not that difficult for me. But to also be a creative, whew. I've been a creative, like I said, since I was born. Always creating, come up new shit. I just got a fucking idea the other day. I had to call one of my partners. Listen, look, this is what we have to get this off the ground. Stay tuned. I'm not going to say shit till the ink is dry. But again, salute to the artist. Salute to those artists that need inspiration. Like, case in point, Ready to Die. And shout out to I Got a Story to Tell on Netflix. I thought I'd get tired of seeing another Biggie documentary, but this one, I love the angle they took. Rest in peace, Biggie. Brooklyn, you know, we forever love Big. That's no question. Biggie, Ready to Die. Biggie was 21, I want to say, when the album dropped, 21, 22. It took 22 years of experience, living, robbing, fucking, selling drugs, scheming, getting locked up, doing dirt to make that album, right? All these experiences he was able to chalk into this one classic album. Give You His Story. Give Me the Loot. One More Chance. Machine Gun Funk. Unbelievable. Just to name a few. It's one of my favorite albums of all time. 22 years to make that album. Same as Nas, Illmatic. It took him 20 years to make that, 19 years to make that album. Jay-Z, it took him 26 years to make Reasonable Doubt. All his experiences. Nelly, Country Grammar, took him, I think Nelly was like 25, I think, 26, something like that. Took him all those years to make that album. And I'm saying that to say this, from the difference between your first album and your second album, Biggie, again, Ready to Die, Life After Death came out. He got money, he's in jets. He's sitting there dreaming about Lear jets and coupes and how to sell records like Snoop. More money, more problems. Within 2 years, he's a millionaire. Now, for him to, like, with certain artists, I commend them, because for you to get in artist mode for 2 years to rap about all your experiences in 2 years, that's fucking crazy. Now you're rapping from the perspective of a wealthy guy. You was poor 21 years of your life now. Now you 23, 24. New album out, you balling, all of this shit going on. And you got to compile that within a few months and put that in a record. That's fucking amazing to me. Nas, from Illmatic to It Was Written, you could clearly see the money. You could clearly see the money. Fresh cut, you know what I mean? Compared to the, you know, the other videos you still in the projects. Although he shot If I Ruled the World, some in the projects, but now he got a suit on. He's with Lauryn Hill. But this separates, you know, the legends from everybody else. Because this clearly shows you who's really built to do this. Jay-Z, Volume 1, After Reasonable Doubt. Look at the money. Look at his videos. Think about it. Reasonable Doubt dropped June 25th, 1996. And then Volume 1 dropped November 4th, 1997. So you really have to ask yourself, look, a year and a couple months. Whereas it took 26 years to make the first one, and this one only took a year. And then he dropped the album every year after that. That's fucking talent, man. I'm on my first album. This is my first album. I don't know if I'm going to do it. You know what? I'm going to do a second. Yeah, I am. But I'm on my first album. My first album was all my years of living in this one record. So now when I do the second album, I'm going to have to come from a place of creativity now to pull these songs out. Or keep reminiscing from years prior, but spin it with some new shit. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, think about it. On Illmatic, he was talking to his friend. He's writing his friend. He was the pen pal. Whose World Is This? The World Is Yours. That's fucking bananas, man. Salute to the artists, man. Salute to those guys, because, you know, I'm not going to say it's hard, but it's a task. It's a fucking task. I'm going to play some new music from an artist that I seen from the beginning. I always said, this kid is good, man. His name is King P. He's nice. He's nice. I'm not going to play no whack shit on this show. He's nice. I like his music. I think this kid is going to go far. So check it out right now. This is King P.
It's just different. Vibe, always got my guys beside me. So the disrespect, they don't take it lightly. You see how my light be, it's shining ever brightly. I wonder why they hate it, cause they can't be like me. I get it, but that's gonna cause permission. Nothing moves until I say, y'all need my permission. I don't have restrictions, because I've been the source. Fly as Dumbo, the Wright brothers at a heliport. I don't ball for sport, I just run the game. Look, I own the court.
What happened to humility?
Oh yeah, of course, of course. Sometimes niggas gotta know, you know. Plenty flows, keep it hella balanced. That's symmetrical. Niggas don't be ethical, but wanna split residual. I'm elevated to a place where I can't be physical. Niggas bugging out like they in Florida State. Had to let that breathe. Now I got no more to say. But switch it up, yeah. Swim through money, that's Scrooge McDuck, yeah. I don't find nothing funny about being broke and never having enough. Remember low times, but I'm high up, yeah. Me and them, we don't align much, yeah. Niggas don't be built for this, why they signed up? Sheesh, that's a different glow, yeah. If she ain't fucking in the side of yours, not bilingual, but my bitches are. All I tell her is vomit notes. Niggas thinking they it,
clowns. Comical, when it comes to the money, I gotta go. Pillsbury, I got the dough. Logically, I'm bound to be top one, not top three. Shorty came to me bow-legged, left the crib, knock knee. How can I not be this fucking cocky? When I say I'm blessed, I know he got me. H.O.
Okay, okay, that was the boy King P with Vibe. But yo, check out King P. Type in Vibe on YouTube, it'll pop up. It should be on all streaming platforms. Check that out, all right? But yeah, man, I appreciate all my supporters. I never call you fans. You're not a fan. You're a supporter. You support me. You donate to this. Your boy able to pay bills off of this. I appreciate that. I'm going to give y'all a few of the podcasts that I fuck with. The ones where I gain some inspiration from. This is just to name a few. There's others. This is just off the top of my head that I could think of. Go check them out. Some of them are friends of mine. Some of them I don't know. But I love content. I love different shit. I love to mix it up. I'm just interested in people. I love people's backgrounds, cultures. And I'm just, it's interesting to me. So I'm going to run down the list. This is off the top again. I'm recording right now. Got no phone in front of me. All right, first one, the Officially Street Podcast. I fuck with them heavy. J Omega, Sia, and Cherry Poppins. Sia and Cherry has been on this show, you know, separate times. Jay, he's the only one. He been fronting on me. He too Hollywood, you know what I'm saying? He don't want to give me that feature. I get it. He got a couple albums out. You know, he the fucking James St. Patrick of Coquito. You know, he's the mustache god. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, he got all that money and shit. He don't want to holler at your boy. But, yo, shout out to them. I really love their podcast. They're dynamic. They have a Survivor Series section in the podcast, which is fire. I need y'all to go check them out. You can check them out on all platforms. The Officially Street Podcast. Shout out to the Podium Podcast. Fresh Fiend, Mark, what up? This is one of the shows that I just fucking love it because Mark goes in. He goes 10 toes down. I appreciate his perspective and his opinions. I may not always agree with Mark, but I appreciate the discourse. He'll get on that microphone and rock out for 2 hours by himself at times. So I appreciate that. So make sure y'all check out the Podium Podcast, all platforms. The Family Ties. This is a new podcast. This is my sister's podcast by the Banks family. Please check them out. It's my sister and my niece and nephew and her husband on the podcast sometimes, but they're just giving you regular real life conversation. They'll talk about drugs, sex, how it affects the family. You know, just regular dinner table conversations. This is why I appreciate that. Again, the podcast is called Family Ties. And it's a play on my sister's name. Her name is Taisha. Family Ties. Get it? Yeah. All right. But you can get that on all platforms. Family Ties. Again. And I fuck with Carefully Reckless off the Black Effect with Jess Hilarious. Oh, I fuck with that shit heavy. I'm a fan of Jess Hilarious. A lot of people don't really like her. But I love her take, her position. She's raw, rugged. I like Jess. I fuck with Jess heavy. I fuck with her podcast. The You, Me, We podcast. Shout out to O'Day and Vicky. I fuck with them heavy. I love their show. You can catch that on every fucking podcast platform. I love their show. Again, they have different takes. They talk about social issues, marriage and counseling. Sometimes I told O'Day myself, I called him. I said, yo, bro, I'm cringing. Some of the stuff they get personal on the show. I mean... I'm a pussy. When it comes to my personal life, I can't put it out there. I applaud people that can do that because it's been times where I cringe. I was like, oh, shit. They going in on each other. I was like, oh, listen to this show. I fuck with No Filter Podcast, heavy. Dougie Diamond, shout out to him. I've been fucking with him from Forbes DVD. Unfiltered. Again, that's the name of it. No Filter Podcast. Dougie Diamonds will give you his direct opinion of people. He's not for everybody, is what I say, because he's too real, and I respect real. You know what I'm saying? I listen to Hot Boxing, Mike Tyson joint too. Yo, shout out to my girl Fox, man. According to Fox, I fuck with that podcast heavy. According to Fox, Amber's rocking out by herself. Fox, what up? You know, she's repping the BX. Don't hold that against her. And my boy Blue, he got a new one. Him and his wife called Blue Dope. That's dope. Fuck with it. I haven't really played all the episodes yet. I got through like 2 episodes. Of course, I fuck with the Dead Ass Podcast with Kadeen and DeVal. Of course, shout out to Kadeen, man. I remember her coming up. She did an interview for us way back in the day. She interviewed Blue Star on the show. It was dope. So it's dope to see where she's at, you know, to where she came from before. It's dope. And I love their dynamic. I love them. Shout out to my homie Candy, man. She has a dope show. Dope Chick with Ambition Podcast. Fire. Fire. Listen to the name. Dope Chick with Ambition. This is for the ladies. You know what I mean? Candy does her motivational fix. I try to catch it as much as I can. I think I'm up to date right now. But yeah, it's for the ladies. Ladies, if you know a positive woman who's making strides in the community, whether it's business, sports, whatever, entertainment, yo, y'all might want to check her out. Or, you know, let Candy know about that, because I think the spotlight on the girls is dope. And this is women's, the spotlight on the women is dope. And this is Women History Month, so definitely, you know what? I think my next show is going to be all about the ladies. Yeah. But yeah, be sure to check out Candy's show. It's on all platforms. Everybody that I'm mentioning is all platforms. There's a couple others I can't remember off the top right now. Don't feel no way. Please, please don't feel no way. You know what? We're All Adults show. I fuck with that too. My homegirl, Ev, out in the Carolinas. I fuck with her shit too, man. Definitely. Her shit is fire. Go fuck with it, man. You can find that one on every fucking platform. But, oh, I got one more shit. They just coming to me. My man Vic. Shout out to Vic. The Him, Me, You, Her podcast. I know I said you, me, we. That's O'Day joint. But this one is called the Him, Me, You, Her. All platforms. I think I said a whole bunch, but y'all gonna have to catch up, play it back, and you know, write this down. Go listen to it, man. Those are some dope podcasts I fuck with. It's others that I fuck with, 100 others, but these are the ones that I genuinely fuck with. You know what I'm saying? Let me see. You know what I wanted to touch on? So, a Nike employee, she got fired after 25 years after they found out her son was like a big sneaker reseller. The dummy, again, clout chasing online, got caught because of the name on a credit card. I was like, you fucking idiot. Because everybody was, I said, listen, that was my mother. I'd be doing the same shit. I don't know what y'all talking about. What are y'all on? Let's get this money, son. I'd have been doing that shit. Fuck are y'all talking about? Let my mother work at Nike or any sneaker company. What? Come on. I mean, I ain't gonna put her, you know. Yo, this kid was taking IG pictures with truckloads of fucking sneakers, Jordans, Nikes, all types of exclusives. Fucking, he had a wall of ones. I was like, yo, this is crazy. But hey, it is what it is. He had a good run. I heard she made it from the bottom to the top at fucking Nike, man. She was there for 25 years. He fucked that up. I don't know of course she's vested. I don't know if she's going to collect a pension, but we're going to see. But y'all was stunting on homeboy talking about, if it was me. I hate those if it was me people. If it was me, I'd have did the same shit. If it was me, I wouldn't do that. Shut the fuck up. We know you wouldn't because you pussy. Fuck out of here. You know what? In honor of Women's History Month, I'm going to highlight a dope ass female. My mom. Shout out to you, OG. I appreciate you. I appreciate you for having me. I appreciate you for all the hugs and kisses you gave me as a kid. I appreciate you. I just appreciate you, Mom. You had such a wonderful son. Handsome. You know, I'm the blueprint for why your other sons look like that, because they all look like me. So, you know, you wanted to, recreate the greatness, but, whatever. It is what it is. But I appreciate you, Mom. You're probably not listening to the show because you don't listen to my show. But if you by chance somehow hear this, I love you. I appreciate you. And thank you. Thank you for everything. Thank you for the gift of life, Mom. Honestly. But yeah. Yo, that's my man King P, though. Check out my man King P. I fuck with him, man. He's one hit away. I'm telling y'all. He's one hit away. I don't make mistakes, man. Trust me. I'm going to have him on the show very soon. We got to set something up. I'm thinking, yeah, and I'm not going to say when. I'm going to have him on the show real soon. Look, I appreciate y'all for rocking out with me again. You know, my shows are never long. Pause. But I want to remind y'all, Biz album done. Be sure, Doreen's Favorite is dropping in June. That's my debut album, my debut audio memoir. Listen to that. I'm not rapping. It's an audio memoir. I appreciate y'all. Yo, big shout out to my boy Carlito. I appreciate you, Carlito, for always listening to my show. You always showed love. I appreciate you. Those kind words you said to me the other day, trust me, bro, I appreciate that, man. Like, from the bottom of my heart, man, I really appreciate that, man. Thank you so much, man. And, you know, shout out to everybody that, you know, show me love on the internet. I try to get back to everybody as much as I can. And don't, trust me, it ain't go unnoticed. I notice everything. I appreciate you all for the love, for appreciating my opinions on topics, for asking what I think about this. Hey, what you think about this? And hey, you know, shout out to the young lady where I, last episode I answered her email and she emailed me back. She was like, all right. She's like, I'll take that answer because I know you're a private person. I appreciate you. I hope you like your t-shirt. Yeah, hit me up. Questions, you know, you might be a lucky one. I might send you something, you know. I'm a giver, man. You know, I got stuff for days, man. Yo, holla at your boy. It's your boy Biz. I appreciate y'all once again. Thank you so much for the support. Keep running my streams up. You people are beautiful. And remember, you are the shit. It's a new hype show, y'all. Peace.
Be sure to get at me on social media. Hit me on Instagram at It's The New Hype Show. And Twitter, It's The New Hype. And you can find me on Facebook at The New Hype Show. Send comments, questions, or if you just want to say fuck you, or if you want to send me a donation, holla at me. It's The New Hype Show.